Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Drake May. Go Pats.
Go Pats. Like that.
As we said yesterday.
Good sign off.
Running off the podium.
Sprints
one
off
one question Pats. About Joe Milton. He's like, I am out of here, guys. Don't ask me any follow-ups.
Love that guy.
You can ask me if I reached out to him. Sure, I texted him, had a great relationship. Don't ask me any follow-ups about whether I wanted him traded.
Hopefully.
Whether my family liked him, whether I was happy with him here, anything like that. I am running out of here.
He has a chance to be a backup.
I
thought the problem was he wanted to be a starter here. And now it's like maybe he hopefully can be a backup there.
If everything breaks right,
yeah,
he's the backup.
God willing.
Good for him.
Okay.
So we read into that yesterday. Greg Bedard has come out today and said Joe Milton, actually a bad guy. The bad dude.
Bad dude.
Yeah.
The examples being he wanted to play.
Makes you a bad guy.
There's a lot of bad guys in the league then, I guess.
Bad guy.
Mostly are bad guys.
And the thing that I appreciate about that specific report is you heard so much about it while Joe Milton was here.
Oh, my God. They wouldn't shut up about it.
Yeah, Joe Milton's such a bad guy.
He didn't even know he was on the team.
Why'd they even draft him?
Preseason. Rocket arm.
Yeah.
One good game, one not so good game, so at least calm people down. He does backflips.
Thank you. I'd bring up the backflips.
Backflips.
Because, I mean, those same beat reporters who are now calling him a bad guy love the backflips.
For 17 weeks, it was crickets. You didn't hear a word about him. That sounds like a good backup, right?
I would agree.
You know, backup, kind of out of sight, out of mind. Didn't even hear anything about Joe Milton until the end. And then, you know, he helped cost you the number one pick. Not his fault. He's not here anymore. He was asked to play. Finally got a chance to play and played well.
I mean, that's why they think he's a bad guy. They're like, he cost us just a haul on draft day. He's not a bad guy.
I guess.
So anyway, we reacted to that yesterday. We've been taken to task, Keith, by Nesson. Yet again, Nesson picks these weird spots to just chastise you and I. The last time...
I asked Gonzalez about food.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't like that, right?
Wait, they did that too.
I don't think they liked that.
That's not even the one I was going to bring up. You're right. I forgot about that.
This is a good question.
It was someone at Nesson.
Okay.
Now,
go to the next question.
Now, unfortunately, you know, based on the industries, I know Nesson has had some changes over there, so I don't know if it's the same individual or not.
You're not sure.
It's a lot of nameless, faceless stuff over there.
Okay,
but yeah, right. They called you out for the Gonzo food question.
Yeah,
very odd.
No, there was rumors of food poisoning. You thought you'd ask the people there at the center of it.
No, I remember more recently. We were talking about taking Genty, like, with the fourth pick, and they're like, this is clickbait.
Oh, they didn't like that either.
Yeah, right. Which, like, I don't know. He went six. Was it crazy to be like, the Pats would take him fourth?
But how
that was clickbait.
How can you, as a website where there are, in fact, clicks, use our stuff and say that's clickbait when what are you doing?
Here's what I'm wondering.
It's all clickbait.
Am I one of the only ones who even gives them clicks? Because I keep seeing these, and I wonder who else even reads this website. But this is the latest at Nesson. I was just scrolling through their timeline. And it was a very clickbaity headline because it got me
for the likes and clicks.
It got me to click right over. I clicked right on it. I said, "Ooh, this is very interesting. What is this all about?"
All right, what does it say?
The tweet is a seemingly small comment from Drake May about Joe Milton blew up among Patriots fans and media. I go, "Ooh, what's this? That's juicy.
I like that.
That'll get me to click." I know Nesson's not in that game. They're not in the game of clicks and clout and things like
that. They're not aggregators. They're not basically Dove Kleeman.
But good job getting me to click Nesson while not being clickbait.
Sure.
Drake May will be in the spotlight this season, which means Patriots fans and media will psychoanalyze everything he says. That's not just Drake May. That's every quarterback, just FYI.
Yeah.
Nesson.
I don't think that's a new phenomenon.
Take Thursday, for example. When at a news conference, May addressed New England trading quarterback Joe Milton to the Dallas Cowboys. May largely gave a generic answer noting he texted Milton and wished him the best of luck. However,
oh,
WEEI's Adam Jones and Rich Keefe,
son of a gun,
focused on this line from Drake May. I would say everybody else missed this line, but we did choose to focus on this.
We talked about it.
For him to go out and get a chance to be a backup.
Is that not a hilarious line?
Not a starter.
No.
And I kind of thought he was the backup here.
Right, he was.
He was a backup here.
Well, right.
The title of the YouTube video of the segment where Jones and Keefe discussed the line was titled, Did Drake May Take a Shot at Joe Milton During His Press Conference?
We don't write the headlines.
I didn't write that headline, but I'll stand by it.
Blame Brian.
That was the takeaway from
that
the line.
That was Terp yesterday.
Terp Brian. Classic clickbait Terp.
Terp, how dare you?
You know, Terpy Clicks is what they call
them. They call them Terpy Clicks.
Yeah, they do. That was the takeaway from that line in a news conference. The WEEI hosts admit they didn't watch. Did we say we didn't watch?
Wait, didn't watch what?
The press conference.
We literally aired it live
on
our show and listened to every second of it.
I don't think we... I think we
said watched the whole thing.
I don't think we acknowledged we didn't watch it. No, we did listen. So maybe we said we didn't see him visually. Maybe we did. We aired it live.
I watched it. He was wearing a Belichick hoodie. Yeah. I watched it.
Okay, maybe we did say we didn't watch it. That's true. Keith had it in front of him. I forgot about that. We aired the thing live during our show.
Get your facts straight.
They claim May ran away after the final question. He did.
Yeah.
Which was noted by New England Vice President of Communications, Stacey James. Yes, sometimes reporters sneak in an extra question, but the host should know there's a fine line to that. Yeah, all the time in press conferences, you hear a last question, and then there's another two or three more. That happens routinely.
Yeah. But not when they hit you with a go Pats.
Nope. Run off the That's true. When you run away, when the individual runs off the podium, you can't really ask follow-ups.
Hard to catch it.
They end with this key. Sports radio is a tough gig.
Yeah, finally. Somebody said it.
Two commas. So sometimes typing is tough, too.
Also
sports radio is a tough gig, comma, especially in early spring with dead time on the football calendar.
Talking about.
But it sure seemed like Jones and Keefe were stretching May's words to fill airtime. They said, of course, Milton will be a backup, blah, blah, blah. The WEEI host even stretched that truth. Not really. He wasn't really the backup last year. Jacoby Brissett was the backup when he lost his job last season. So a lot of truth stretching for clicks, Keefe, is what we were doing.
Man.
I mean, if people are clicking on it, I do appreciate that if you're watching the YouTube and clicking.
You felt the need to write about it.
That is good. Hopefully this guy gets a meter. But
yeah, that's tough. It's a tough thing. I wouldn't say there's really no dry time for football. We just talked about the draft for 2 weeks or 2 months straight. We're coming off the draft. Also, Drake May hasn't spoke in 5 months. We haven't heard from Drake May in a while.
Not in that setting. He's done very friendly, soft interviews.
Yeah, Jay Adams asked him how, Steph Diggs, what kind of player Steph Diggs is.
By the way, yesterday was a soft interview. Outside of one good question at the end from Phil, it was a largely soft interview. Oh. But at least he got asked about Joe Milton. But okay.
That's fine.
Clicks. Clickbait.
Clicking. Clickbait central.
That's, look, I don't shy away from dabbling in that. It just seems like an odd criticism when you write for a website.
That is all that's all they do.
That is aggregate.
They just, it's an aggregator.
Seems like an odd criticism. But no, we'll take all the clicks we can get.
Fine.
617-779-7937. Real quick before we go to the phones. Can I hear this. I watched a quick thing from Will Campbell yesterday. Patriots put it out on social media. And it was like 90 seconds, 2 minutes of him on the flight to New England where they asked him a bunch of silly questions.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him whether...
Did they ask him 100 men versus one gorilla?
They did not do that. I don't know that that was a thing at the time.
Damn.
It might not have been a thing yet.
True.
Because I would like to hear his answer on that, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But no, they asked him, a bunch of different... What's your nickname? He's Big Willie.
His nickname is Big Willie?
Sick brag, bro.
His nickname is Big Willie?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what he said. So there's a lot of stuff.
I don't mind it.
A lot of stuff.
We want to call him C-Rex, right? That was what we were going to call him?
That's a good point. They should have,
Was the other one Guardzilla?
Oh, Guard. Well, if he kicks
has to
in.
Move.
Not yet.
Yeah, not a tackle. Nick, don't get crazy.
Tacklezilla.
He's Guardzilla if he has to move inside. But for the time being, we're going to call him Big Willie.
Well, that's what he wants. That was his college nickname. Now that you're a pro, you're C-Rex. You got short T-Rex arms. Your name is Campbell. C-Rex.
I'm not going to call him Big Willie. I don't think.
Okay, well.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
But he was also asked if he's superstitious.
I'm a little stitious.
You're a little stitious.
I'm a little stitious.
He sounds very superstitious. Yeah, no. Let's hear it.
I have a lot. So every Friday, well, now it'll be Saturday, I eat the same thing from dinner, breakfast, lunch, and pregame meal every day. I wear the same underwear under my pants since my sophomore year of high school. They're barely hanging on, but I'll be able to make them work. I'm very superstitious in like my pregame routine, so I have a way that I go about it every time. So, yeah, I'm very superstitious on game day.
Okay, you're making a lot of faces over
there. Well, I'm just trying to figure all this out. So he eats the same meals. So dinner.
He said dinner, breakfast, lunch, pregame meal. He's the same meal.
But if the game's at noon, how do you have three meals before noon?
Well, maybe even for an evening game.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, yeah.
So the same thing. That's
Patriots,
cool. That's
why. Well, I got news for you. Patriots are going to be Sunday at 1 a lot.
Sunday at 1 with Spiro Dedis. So you better get that ready.
Spiro and Arch, you don't need that many meals.
And then the same undies since sophomore year of high school?
Oh, I thought he's.
I got a guy who's worn the same jockey strap for 3 years because he thinks flies are lucky.
Flies are lucky.
I thought he said eighth grade.
I thought he said sophomore.
Well, okay, maybe I misheard him. I'm sorry.
Let's go back to listen to the undies part.
I don't want to be accused of stretching the truth for clicks.
I mean, you're wearing the same underwear every game.
Sophomore year of high school.
Sorry, Keith.
Touche.
I will almost.
I listened to it.
That could be eighth grade in the South.
Nessun was
Nick, come on.
No. Sophomore year there would be eighth grade here is what you're saying. Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah. I think that would be tough to keep those things, like, intact.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they're probably not much intact. He said they're hanging on by a thread.
Hanging on by a thread.
Just a loincloth with an elastic band.
Like, stitch them back together. I like that. I like that crap. Michael Jordan wore his, like, high school shorts under his, or his North Carolina shorts or something under his, for his whole career.
Here's what
like
I need to know about
Dan Hurley's didn't really work this year.
Here's what I need to know about the meal. Is it the same meal every time, or is he just saying, like, I pick out a meal for that week and that's my meal? It's the same meal.
Saying it's the same meal.
So that, to me, is wild.
If he's wearing the same underwear since sophomore year of high school,
wild.
I'm pretty sure it's the same meal.
I think the meal is sneaky wild. But you eat the same meal four straight times, and then you do that every single...
Leftovers.
The 24 hours... Yeah, but the 24 hours before game day, every day for years and years and years, you're doing
Fettuccine Alfredo.
You
got a carbo load for the marathon.
Oh, that's heavy.
Yeah, it is.
So that's what I'm wondering. Does he do
what does he? We don't know.
Chicken parm 1 week, dinner, leftovers.
That's the obvious follow-up.
But then does he... Right. And then the next week, is it like, let's have a burrito.
No,
you think it's the same
meal before the game? What are you, a maniac?
The same meal every time, though?
Yeah.
The same meal.
Pancakes, eggs, omelet, Lucky Charms.
Just the heaviest of foods.
And a chocolate milk.
Dark and Stormy Night says Big Willie groan.
That's true. We're not calling him Big Willie.
That is true.
But I'm still trying to figure out. So his sophomore year of high school, there's no way he's the same size now as he was then.
Well, his arms are.
Underwear.
His arms haven't grown at all, but yeah.
He doesn't wear underwear on his arms. I feel like he's probably put on several pounds.
One would think.
I don't know.
They're hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, there's a lot, like literally. So
I got to tell you, though, everything I hear from this guy, I do like.
He's the best.
I do like him. As long as he can play tackle, I'm
in. Like the way he talks.
Yeah.
I like what he says.
Yeah.
I just hope he's a great player.
Yeah, every time in front of a microphone, I like what I'm getting.
Do you think we can get him on Patriots Monday?
Don't know.
Do you nasty.
Let me ask you. Do you think he's seen the tweet about wiping his tears after the draft? Because if
probably,
he has, that may work against us.
Yeah, but he'd probably have a good answer for that. He'd probably put you in your place, and then we could all laugh about it.
Yeah, good. That's good.
I just wonder.
Nessun can write about it.
Nessun will talk about it. I don't know if Belichick ever really let rookies do the Monday or Friday interview.
Yeah, no,
I don't know if Vrabel cares.
My guess is no, just because he's a rookie.
Yeah,
but
he'd
be
good. He clearly is like very comfortable.
Keith, we don't want to count our blessings.
Yeah,
but
Gonzo.
Fall 2026.
Oh, maybe.
Let's
not get way ahead of ourselves.
Let's make it
the fall of 2025 first.
We're already hoping our bracket's going to be good for next March.
Oh, my God. God willing, that bracket's
so good.
We got to
be on.
God willing. They got to keep us on just for that.
I know. You think we get Gonzo and I think Campbell would be a good spot.
Well, yeah.
Gonzo Campbell.
We want Gonzo back. So I do nothing else. I want to ask Gonzo why he picked the gorilla against the 100 men. Porzingis
says it only takes 20.
Yeah.
So right there, you got two guys.
Good conflict. Yeah.
Get them both on together and argue it. You think Gonzo would be good at arguing his point?
No,
probably not.
No. He's more of a kind of just one word kind of guy.
That's right.
But that works for us.
True.
I mean, eventually we kind of sort of made that work.
Yeah, I guess.
Here and there.
Yeah.
Depended on the week.
True.
Our buddy JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Hey, JP.
Well, I guess we know what number Big Willie's going to wear, but I can't say it, I'm sure, on the air. I got two questions.
Cole Strange already has it.
One's more of a statement and a question. Okay. The statement, you're talking about sports power couples with the Celtics in the playoffs. Who can forget Lala and Carmelo going at it with Garnett because of the comment with Lala?
Yep.
I don't know if they're still a power couple, but that was good.
They are not.
I got a movie question.
Yeah.
You were talking movies before. What movie's scarier, Cocaine Bear or Snakes on a Plane?
Snakes on a Plane. Very close. Snakes on a Plane, terrifying. There's so many.
I didn't see Cocaine Bear.
It was kind of funny. I'm
aware of the premise. I didn't see it.
Yeah. It was more of a comedy. It's just the bears all hopped up on cocaine.
I believe JP was saying, I'm very fearful of bears, like in the wild.
You're scared
of bears?
You're
very fearful of snakes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about bears scares you?
What do you mean, what about a bear?
They seem pretty fluffy. And
they're fast. They climb.
They're not that fast.
They swim. They're super fast. You see that bear running through the mall the other week?
No.
Thing was flying.
Ran through the mall?
Well, it was like mall parking lot. In like Connecticut?
Like supermarket sweep?
Yeah.
It was going for different stuff.
Some store release PS5s?
Yeah. You got that Switch 2 coming out.
You didn't see the video? I'm telling you, this came out like last week. It was a bear like ripping through running a parking lot in Connecticut. Right. And that thing is cooking.
Yeah, because you scared all the people. You just wanted to go home.
No, but snakes on a plane is
terrifying. I think people sleep on the dangers of a bear.
I would think you own a bear if I could.
You're trapped. On a plane, you're trapped.
Nick wants to own a bear?
Yeah, I kind of do.
He's terrified of chickens.
Yeah, but I want a bear.
He wants a bear.
We all have our different phobias.
Yeah, I think that's why he landed on those two movies. His point about Carmelo.
No, they're not
and
together
Lala
anymore.
And KG. But that was the last time they all played in the postseason.
Yeah, and that was a good line by Kevin Garnett, but the Knicks won the series.
Yeah,
so they got the last laugh on that.
Yeah, maybe. But is that how the Celtics got a game? I don't recall. That was the end of the big three, though. That was the last time these teams played.
The farewell.
That was when Danny decided to blow it up and begin the rebuild.
They're like, we lose to the Knicks? Like, we got to move on. And he was right.
He was. Yep. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line here. For WEEI Afternoons, they come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.